This is a replay of the Wednesday night, May 31st WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and if I sound tongue-tied, it was actually listener Gordon who said, don't these move comes in threes? Last night we were talking about Bud Light. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the wonderful Dayton Hudson Corporation. They own Target. Actually, they own Marshall Fields, too, you know. But they're probably the largest department store owner in the Midwest. All right, because I know, even though Macy's is technically federated, and you could say that's Cincinnati, it's not. All right, so now with that said, so here Target is proud, I tell you, proud of their embracing of pride displays. Well, actually, they were putting up pride displays because they were wanting to celebrate Pride Month. And their embracing of the concept, which is perfectly fine that they embrace the concept, not perfectly fine that they put a number of displays in the front of stores where unsuspecting customers encounter them. In this case, some of the displays were, you know, pretty innocuous from the, you know, on the surface of it. But if you're sensitive toward it, or, you know, if you're trying to raise kids in an environment you don't think includes it, the baby clothing and accessories, the yellow hoodies reading Not a Phrase, the rainbow striped collared shirts and more, right at the entrance of Target's stores had customers just going nuts, screaming at employees, throwing pride-themed merchandise on the floor. And Target decided that they would not eliminate the displays entirely. They were just moving them to the back of the store. And here's their direct quote. Since introducing this year's collection, we've experienced threats impacting our team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. Right, and putting them in the back of the store. All right, so I was getting a kick out of that, and there were a number of articles on it, which you probably read. But this, again, is not about, in my mind, the story is not about the LGBTQIAP+ movement as much as it is, if you have a department store, theoretically, in a nice capitalistic society, your main goal is to move merchandise, to get people to come to your store and buy stuff. And so you would think that your primary objective would be to satisfy your customers' expectations. Well, apparently not. For Dayton Hudson. And wouldn't you like video of that? Just screaming and throwing the items on the floor and all that. And again, all I thought is, you know, how can you miss the mark? You know, you're not trying to, quote unquote, educate your consumers, or you're not trying to change their minds or open their hearts. You're trying to open their wallets is what you're trying to do. And you would think you would do that, seems to me, in the most innocuous way possible. You know, if this were my job, I'd be looking at what will the widest variety of customers be likely to embrace? What is not going to raise any eyebrows other than to say, oh, that's a nice style. Yeah, well, so then I then had to look it up because all the articles referenced LGBTQIAP, and I got the first part of it, and IAP, well, apparently that would be pansexual, intersex, asexual, there you have it, IAP, intersex, asexual, and pansexual. So now you know more. Plus is representing any other identity that they somehow forgot. So there's the deal. What obviously they forgot was that they're in the business of selling merchandise. So I think it is interesting that that people are starting to you know, vote with their dollars, which I never think is a bad deal. You know, that's the best way to protest. If you either don't like a product or don't like the people who are involved with that product, you absolutely have the right to spend your money any way you want. But again, if I'm working for that company, I'm tasked with moving as much merchandise as I can. And I would think that I wouldn't want to do anything in any direction to alienate a large number of shoppers. In this case, probably the majority of their shoppers. That's hard to say because, of course, some people aren't going to make their feelings known one way or another. They're not going to throw the stuff on the floor, and they're not going to assault a sales clerk. But on the other hand, I'd be real curious, and I'll bet you Dayton Hudson never tells us, I'd be real curious to see how much of that merchandise is moving. Yeah, so to the back of the store. There you have the latest. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Gordon, when he sent that, also had mentioned that, yes, I mentioned George Maharis died, but Ed Ames as well. Yeah, My Cup Runneth Over, probably his biggest hit, died in Los Angeles, 95 years old. On May 24th. And yeah, maybe we'll play some Ed Ames, who did a number of things. But I think more than anything, if you are a fan of YouTube, it was the Johnny Carson Show, the Tonight Show clip, April 29th, 1965. And Ed had played Mingo what was that series? Daniel Boone. And so he had been on it for like 4 years in the 60s. And so on the Tonight Show, he is there. He's going to demonstrate to Johnny Carson the use of the tomahawk. And yeah, this is all the highlight reels. There wasn't much that survived Johnny Carson's stint before he moved the show to L.A., but there were some. And Ed Ames teaching Johnny to use a tomahawk. And there was a rudimentary drawing of a sheriff that they had on a wooden panel, and that was the target. And so he's throwing the tomahawk across the stage, and it embeds precisely in the sheriff's crotch. And it's a tomahawk, so you can imagine, and you can see it there. And everybody thought that was hilarious. Ed goes to try to retrieve the tomahawk, and Carson grabs his arm, and everybody's just laughing. And Carson looks at Ames and said, I didn't even know you were Jewish. Actually, Ed Ames was Jewish. And in fact, not only that, for a while, he was more of a secular Jew, but he was president of an organization in L.A., a Zionist organization for quite a while. So anyway, that was the deal. But for most Top 40 listeners, My Cup Runneth Over was pretty much it. But he did a number of other things as well. And, of course, Who Will Answer, and on and on. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we got Ruth, and we got Jim, and we hopefully got you, too, coming up on WGN Radio.
Think about the sacrifices that I made for you. Think of all the time that I spent with you. Think of all the good things that I've done for you. Try not to
I'm Raleigh James. Those are the Five Royales. And the last thing they charted with, actually, 1957. Top 10 record on the R&B chart. 66, the only thing they charted with on the pop charts. Think. Yeah, Loman Pauling wrote it, of course, who also wrote Dedicated to the One I Love, which is, as far as I'm concerned, their signature song, but it never charted. All right, so 888-876-5593. 88 R-O-L-L-Y-E. Ruth and Gurney, what's happening tonight?
Hi, Raleigh. I have a special request for the anniversary of the 30 years of, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? And that's a biggie, to miss New Orleans, Music of the Stars on WLIP.
Oh,
Kenosha, which now broadcasts from Gurnee, Lou Regani. By the way, Lou has been also the moderator on Thursday nights for the big band program at Green Mill, with the lines lasting for blocks and blocks to get in there, and a cover charge that is so reasonable that you would pay over $100 for anything like it if you were in New York.
Right. So what's the song?
But back to, pardon me?
What's the song? What are you requesting?
Oh, I'm going to request it, but I want to ask you first the question.
Oh, God.
The big band that was Glenn Miller, did he have a song, String of Pearls?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I remember the others, Pennsylvania 65,000.
Oh, yeah.
But I found out that the anniversary for 30 years, which Lou was on the air, and he's a legendary Kenoshan involved in so many incredible things with parades. One of the best parades, Civic Veterans Parade, Kenosha, right up there with New Orleans. And so he had 30 years on the radio with his Music of the Stars, and it was 6 o'clock in the morning till noon, a repeat in the afternoon. And I can tell you, I missed many phenomenal events.
Well, I just want to know what song you want to hear. What song?
To listen to his Candlelight Christmas.
No, you're not going to win this. You're going to tell me the song, or I'm hanging up. All right, we're gonna reset this again. Ruth, what's the song? Ruth, what's the song?
I'm going to request one.
What is it?
He does a lot of Frank Sinatra.
What's the song?
Frank Sinatra song. So I want the one, The Best of Everything. Now, can I tell you about the brownie
cookie? You cannot, but I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. All right, so 888-87, The Best of Everything, Frank Sinatra. I'll try. All right, I can tell it's going to be an interesting night all the way around. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jim in Drexel Hill says, well, I got number three. All right, so we got Bud Light, we got Target. Who's number three?
Sports Illustrated, swimsuit issue, front page, transgender female.
Well, that's interesting. Well, now, how is that being, you know, that's one that I'm not sure I'd understand how that would be, embraced or not. What have people been saying?
I haven't heard anything. I heard it on the radio a couple of nights, about last week, and they said, the front page of the swimsuit issue is a transgender female.
Oh.
And I haven't heard anything else about it.
Oh, well, you know, I don't put it in the same category, and I'll tell you why. For one thing, the swimsuit issue has controversy in this day and time in and of itself. There's a number of people, woke people and all that, who have never been a fan of it or what have you. And, of course, I think that probably more people will buy Sports Illustrated out of curiosity. So if your goal is to sell the magazine, they might have a winner.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure that's a bad thing. That's certainly not what happened with the stock of Anheuser-Busch or Dayton Hudson. So
right. People buy it.
Now that you've said that, aren't you at least, you may not buy it, but aren't you going to at least go find an issue and see?
No, because I'm blind. I can't see it.
Well, there is that. There is. I know. And they just don't have it in Braille. It's not the same.
I can feel it. Yeah, I can feel it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even going to go there. But but God, I could. Well, that's interesting. But yeah, I think if I was on the editorial team of Sports Illustrated, my goal was selling magazines, I might have done that too.
Okay. Psychological. Do you think this is an attempt to get us to accept transgender?
Well, I think it's on many levels. Obviously, I would hope, no matter what, the people who are signing the checks are trying to promote their products. I sure hope that's their goal. But as far as the people creating the ads, there's two levels to look at it. And in some ways, I look at a lot like years ago when Howard Stern was at the top of his game on terrestrial radio. There were people, part of the audience, who thought he was a shock jock. You know, they thought everything he was saying was just outrageous. But the bulk of his audience, the core of his audience, actually related. Hey, there's a guy like me talking on the radio. You know, that was the core. And so, same thing here. The question is, what's the core audience? What are they going after? I don't think it's possible or desirable for one of these companies to try and change the viewpoint of the average American. They need to kind of focus on what is the viewpoint and reflect it if they want to move products. But I would assume the people writing the ads, yeah, like the little girl for not little, but the young graduate from Harvard who came up with a Bud Light ad, I'm sure that on some level, she thought that everybody thought like this, because after all, she went to college and that's what they were thinking. But on another level, the idea of, well, it's time for America to wake up. Either way, it's not going to sell Bud Light.
Right. But I just thought it was a way of incrementally trying to get people to accept it.
Right. What I'm saying is that absolutely some of the people involved in baking the advertising cake, so to speak, are absolutely on that page.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You see, but again, the guy writing the check at the top of the food chain who only wants to make sure he's moving product, I don't know that he is. But are you kidding? There's so many people in that mix. You got to know that some of them are looking at it absolutely as indoctrinational. Well, we'll get it accepted. You know, but again, in some cases, backfires on you badly if you're trying to move product.
That was pretty good. I never thought of that. Now people are going to buy Sports Illustrated.
Absolutely. You betcha. I mean, come on. If I am the editor of Sports Illustrated and I am basically getting a bonus for how many issues I sell, I'll put an orangutan in a bikini if it'll sell.
Right.
Thanks for calling, Jim. I appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
So,
all right, thanks.
Yeah. Now I want to see it. I got to see it. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Silhouette of splendor, I love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh so pleasing to concentrate on you. Concentrate on you, yeah. To bring appreciation, and I wanna thank you for all the love too. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share. And the time
radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, LTD, concentrate on you. And I've been meaning to play that for a while. Renard had requested that months ago, and finally I said, yeah, I got to get around to concentrate on you. They're from Greensboro, North Carolina. Of course, Jeffrey Osborne in that group. And concentrate on you. Yeah, I don't know if that charted, actually. I know it was in the Togetherness album, but well, be it as it may, on A&M. All right, so a fine song. 888-876-5593. So John came in and he said, wait a minute, Martha Stewart's the cover model. Ah, there's four different cover models, and I don't know. You might know more than I do, but I assume this is like comics with variants, you know, that kind of thing, like different covers, and I don't know how they distribute it, but it's Martha Stewart, Megan Fox, Kim Petras, and Brooks Nader. And, of course, it's Kim who is getting a lot of play because she is transgender. So yeah, it's all four of them. And, yeah, I don't know that I would have gone for Kim's bathing suit on the cover, but that has nothing to do with her or what she is about. Okay, so there you have it. 888-876-5593. Is 8888 Raleigh. We'll continue with this theme. yes, violence in the transgender movement. Not hardly. That's unfair to say. But the deal is that that in fact you might be aware of Miss Gay Brazil. Well, of course, before they get to the country competition, they have to have state competitions and things of that nature. And they did. With quite a lot of activity recently, and I'll tell you about that coming up too. Also, when I was mentioning Ed Ames, and who sadly is no longer with us, that reminded me of his involvement when he was on Radigo, and Radigo was the Richard Egan NBC series. And last night, after Monday Night Trivia, I could not remember who it was that. The Twilight Zone guy. Now I can't think of his name. Oh, this is just terrible. Yeah, I see. You can see the mind crumbling in front of you. It's absolutely true. But nonetheless, who he wanted as announcer, and said, well, if I can't get him, then I'll just do it myself. Which of course he did. The guy he wanted was Richard Egan, and so and of course Richard Egan was the star of Radigo for a moment there. All right, back to you. Because you'll do better with this show than clearly I am. 888-876-5593. It's Bruce and Elwood. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing tonight?
You know, I no longer know.
Believe me, I think my mind's going. I can't remember anything anymore.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You might want to check Kohl's, too. I was just reading something more about Kohl's is starting to drop in market value, too, for something they did.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, but you missed a big one on Target.
What?
Right when you walked in and they had their display, well, some of the kids' clothes were made by this company called Satan.
Oh,
yeah, it's right on the kids' onesies have Satan on them on the labels and stuff. But the biggest thing is they had women's bathing suits with crotch pockets in them.
What? I understand the purpose. Oh my God!
Yeah, I wouldn't have said this if you hadn't already talked about Ed Ames throwing an axe in the crowd.
Well, no, exactly. Well, yeah, apparently, yes, satanic. I saw that. Saw these deals too. That yeah,
they're made with extra wide and a pocket for your.
Well, but Satan,
whatever
you know. Child's clothes. I'm looking for this with satanic labels. Really makes me wonder. And apparently, I was trying to look at this while we were talking. The designer of that is a transgender designer, Eric Carnell, and he's seen a huge demand for his clothing. Target pulled it after a backlash. And you're right. I guess this backlash had nothing to do with whether he was transgender or not, but had to do.
But it was right in with the transgender stuff.
Yeah,
I've seen some videos of people going in there and they're showing it to you on the videos. But the biggest thing is, I mean, bathing suits with pockets in them, women's suits.
Well, that's right. One size fits all. Yeah.
Well, and they're right out there, and they're advertised. I mean, if you come and walk in and know your kid and your little girl says, "Mommy, why does this bathing suit have a pocket in it?"
Yeah, well, I want to see what the connection is, and I'll have to do this off the air because it's not fair that I try to read this on the air because I'm not 100% sure that there's necessarily a connection other than maybe timing and proximity between the Satan wear. So I want, and there again, whoever is the buyer for this, if it actually says Satan on the label, don't
it does? I saw, yeah, I, right. I've seen the people.
Don't
people walk up in the video and pull a label out, and it says Satan right on it.
Right. Don't you think twice before, in fact, deciding that it should be on the shelves? All right. So I'll look for that. Clearly, I can tell that it's going to take. Of course, apparently, I hate to say this, there's a lot of different things when you go to search for Satan label on clothing. You get an awful lot. I know. Far too many response. All right.
But
so,
the bathing suits weren't Satanware. They were just bathing suits with.
Well, like I say, they were the one size fits all bathing suit. This is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
The unisex suit. And you wonder, how many of those do they sell? I don't know.
Well,
yeah. It's interesting.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know anything anymore.
Well, I would agree. I thought it was just about selling clothes and items, but maybe not. So now the question's going to be if anybody can really get to the heart of Dayton Hudson to find out, well, how much of this merchandise were they actually moving? And then the other thing, I certainly understand how retailers are going to have different displays in different markets or even different zip codes depending upon who your client base is. But I'm not 100% sure where the Satan client base would be located. So I guess we have a little homework to do. I will. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay. Thanks, Rod.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I want to know. Yeah. All right. On top of everything else, it's satanic. More good news. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. I would hate to be a buyer for any of these places. Yeah. Yeah. Before you just had to worry about, did it look good? All right. So I know if you listen to the show, you're a radio fan. And boy, when we talk about choice, nothing's better than the CC Wi-Fi 3 internet radio. The only thing you have to bring to the equation is a broadband connection and a wireless access point, of course. But if you got wireless in your home for any purpose whatsoever, and almost everybody does, well, then you got all you need to listen to over 30,000 radio stations. It's the CC Wi-Fi 3. And I am so glad these didn't exist when I was a kid, or I never would have left my room. Yeah, they could have just, you know, thrown the meat under the door at feeding time, because this is just too good, right? Well, I'll tell you, you can do it now. And with over 30,000 radio stations from which to choose, not to mention things that aren't on the radio that are internet only, whatever it is you're interested in hearing, the CC Wi-Fi 3 has it. And sure, a lot of other people make internet radios. It's true. So why is the CC Wi-Fi 3 better? Well, for one thing, of course, it comes with an instruction manual, but you don't need to read it because it's that intuitive and that easy. And of course, there's no app and there's no microphone and there's no ads and there's no monthly fee, and it's got a full-size remote control. It's also got superior reception. And you're saying, wait a minute, it's not a radio. What reception? Well, no matter how wimpy your wireless access point is, the CC Wi-Fi 3 will handle it. And you can read all about it at ccradio.com. I love them. I've got one in John's office as he's screening your calls. He's listening to the show on the CC Wi-Fi 3. And it's just a terrific, terrific little gizmo. And again, intuitive and easy. ccradio.com. Read all about it, the CC Wi-Fi 3. Or call them. They've got great customer service, and they'd love to talk to you at 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. But the best deal, of course, is go online. Now, you can get it, you know, quicker shipping, Amazon, something like that, sure. But for the real deal experience, great information, as well as great products and everything you want to know about the CC Wi-Fi 3 internet radio, it's ccradio.com. And while you're there, sign up for the C-Crane newsletter. You'll be the first to know about exclusive offers, and they are great ones from the C-Crane company. So that's the CC Wi-Fi 3 at ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. We'll be right back. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Of course, that's Nelson Riddle and the Route 66 theme. And I forget who requested it last night, and I forget why I didn't play it. Well, probably because I forgot about it. Yes, I think there's a theme here, don't you? Nonetheless, of course, mourning the loss of George Maharis. Though, as I say, for many of us, I swear I thought he was dead 50 years ago. Yeah, I just didn't know. And he was actually active for most of those years, while, you know, not front and center as a star or what have you, but still as a painter, and then made so many guest shots on so many different things that I didn't realize. Oh, well, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Leah is in Marcus Hook. What's happening tonight, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing? I hope you're better.
Oh, a little bit, yes. Yes.
I know you had to run out of the room last night.
Well, that was funny. And John just told people I was in the bathroom. Well, technically that was right, but it wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't what was going on at all. It was pretty ugly. So, all right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to change the subject if I could.
Yes.
But there's a conspiracy going on in Hollyweird. The Ozambic conspiracy.
Yes.
People are using Ozambic to lose weight and not admitting to it. A lot of people, a lot of stars are using it and not admitting to it. But there are two people that admitted to it. First of all, Elon Musk lost 30 pounds with it and admitted to it, okay? And Melissa McCarthy admitted to it. But she didn't use Ozambic. She used something called Atrophin,
okay,
which I don't know what that is.
Cool.
She lost 75 pounds, and she looks like a different person completely. You can't even recognize her in her face. Like, if you saw her walking down the street, you wouldn't know it was the same person.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
If you see the picture, before and after pictures of her.
Okay.
And
so what's the conspiracy? I mean, sure, a lot of stars
are not telling anybody.
Well,
like,
well,
Adele.
Why is that a bad thing? They don't tell you when they have facelifts either. And God knows God knows they may need them after Ozempic. Let me tell you what, there is an old face side effect in this drug.
I know they should be telling people so more people can know about it and lose weight.
Well, okay, now this is interesting, because I don't think a star's role is that at all. In fact, I bristle whenever they say anything personal, whether it be political or personal or whatever, you know. It's the bottom line is their role is to entertain us. I don't want to think about them as influencers. I don't even like the concept.
Oh, but when people ask them how they lost weight, they shouldn't tell the truth?
Well,
they should lie?
Well, it's not a question of that. Why are they in a position where people are asking them?
Because Adele lost all that weight.
Okay, lost weight.
And how did she do it?
And I don't think
people are asking her how she did it.
Well,
I think it was Ozambic.
It may be, it may not be, but she's certainly within her rights to just say, that's my secret.
You think?
Absolutely. I don't think if you're in the public eye, that means you have to go ahead and reveal everything personal about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't think it's a license that all of a sudden everything is laid bare.
Oh, okay.
No, I really don't. You know, and of course, the other thing, if I were in that position, and I'm not, because, you know, the last thing I want to do is lose weight. But nonetheless, if I was, I would hesitate to let anybody know what I did, because, you know, as I always say, I've never advertised an ingestible at any point in my career, because I don't feel it's a talk show host or a disc jockey's role to tell somebody what they should do medically. Go see a doctor, you know, see a naturopath, see somebody, but don't listen to the damn disc jockey. So I know. I mean, believe me, a lot of supplement companies over the years have come to me wanting to advertise on my show. I'm like, no, absolutely not. Even if it's something,
oh, really?
I've lost a lot of money that way, especially when I was on XM. Even if it was something I believed or something I took, because I don't believe that I should be in a position to tell somebody else anything medical. I don't. And so, let them do their own research. Everybody's unique. You know, Ozempic for many people is absolutely playing with fire. You're talking about, really violating your pancreas. And for some people, that'll be fine. And for other people, oh my God. So it's not a one size fit all. And I don't think it should be, oh, this worked for me. You might want to try it. No, I don't go for that at all.
Hmm. Well, do you know what atrophen is?
The closest drug to that I know is actually atrophen, and it's more of a joint arthritic drug. So I have to look for atrophen. So no, I'll see what I can find. No, atrophen, and like I say, that's an arthritis drug.
Yeah, no, this is atrophen, A-T-R-A-F-E-N.
Well, when you give me that, the first thing I think about is the American Trade Finance Organization, and we know it's not that. So,
now we know it's not
right,
that.
Right, right, yeah. So, but all I know of it is a joint supplement of atrophin, like arthritis, atrophin. But no, I don't know. But regardless, this is where, you know, you investigate things thoroughly, hopefully, and look at the upside and the downside and make your own decision. And if you're not sure, talk to somebody you trust. Find somebody you trust who's a naturopath or
something. Well, they could say that. I mean, they could say, I used Ozambic, right. But use whatever is good for you.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? It's nobody's business.
Hmm.
See, again, somebody else might say, oh, she used that. I think I'll use that.
Hmm.
And see, where you came from, this is saying they should tell so more people will try it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think so at all. So anyway,
no.
I don't see that as a conspiracy.
My friend Mimi really thinks so.
Well, and so she can.
They should tell people. Yeah.
And so she can. But see, here's the good news. You know all about it. You don't need anyone telling you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it's not a secret.
Martha Stewart looks great on SI, doesn't she?
Yeah, I what do I know? I saw the picture. I thought they all look great, although I think the one gal, Kim, I wouldn't have chosen that bathing suit, but that's just me.
Oh, I didn't see the Kim girl.
Oh, yeah, check it out.
What's her name? Kim what?
It starts with a P.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's all I know at the moment. And I'm running up against the news, so I will talk to you soon. And,
okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. Maybe other people will weigh in on stars mentioning what particular concoctions they're ingesting. But no, if it's an ingestible, I ain't telling you about it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
And Wes on the Space Coast requested that a while ago, and it took me a while to get around to it again. We play it every now and then, some great lyrics in that. Of course, a change is going to come, and very needed right after, of course, Sam Cooke's death. And actually, that was a flip side. It was a two-sided hit, posthumous. Shake was the A-side that got to number 2 on the R&B charts and 7 on the pop charts. And Change Gonna Come was top 10 on the R&B charts, got to number 9 and 31 on the pop charts. And, of course, that was basically at its peak in February of 1965. 888-876-5593. We're going to find out about Stacy and her doctor's appointment. Don't go away, Johnny D. and his jury duty. Well, we'll see if he finally got the call. He calls in every every night, whether they, in fact, wanted to see his face in the place. We'll find out about that. But a couple things. We get to Sharon and Karen in Chicago and JT in Aurora, and there's room for you, too. But, yeah, I was kind of laughing about these ingestibles because a lot of people, when I did Coast to Coast the first time, I was Art Bell's designated replacement in 1999 when Art was, you know, going to leave the first time. And a lot of people didn't understand why I walked away from that. And yeah, and some levels I didn't either. But the big thing for me was that the endorsements. I will not endorse a product in which I don't believe. Not, and that's why I talked to you so freely about the C. Crane Company, because I absolutely believe in Bob Crane and those radios. I think they're just the best. But if I don't believe in it, I don't want to talk about it. And I have a rule that I will not endorse ingestibles. Because, again, I don't feel that I'm in a position to sway somebody about what is essentially a medical decision. All right. So that said, they come to me and they want me to endorse human growth hormone. And I said, I'm not going to do that. And, you know, I said, that stuff is powerful stuff. To which they said, don't worry about it. It's herbal. It doesn't do anything. I'll never forget that, because I thought, oh, so you want me to endorse it because it does nothing. But the other one, I got this call and from someone in management there, and they said, do you have a boyfriend? And I found that a very interesting question because I wasn't married at the time. And I said, why? Well, Art's been advertising this prostate medicine. Yeah, I swear. They said, we know that you can't. Yeah, good call on that, guys. But we were thinking maybe if there was someone in your life. And at the time, the network was owned by J-Corp Communications, and the guy who ran it was a guy named Randy Michaels. And so I didn't even miss a beat. I said, yes, I do. Randy Michaels. He's in Cincinnati. Would you like the phone number? And that was the last I ever heard from them on that. But yeah, absolutely. I think it's a terrible idea for people to hawk items that really anything ingestible like that should be left to not the fad of the moment, but an informed decision. And if you can't do the research on your own, work with a medical professional on this Ozempic. My favorite quote from some of the celebs was actually Chelsea Handler. I know she's supposed to be a comic, but I don't think she meant for this to be comedic when she actually said that I got to find it here. I want it in her words. Where is it? She said, my doctor prescribed Ozempic and I injected myself with it, but I didn't realize what it was for. Okay, now that to me is hilarious because I don't know about you. I don't want to inject myself with much of anything, and I surely don't want to inject myself with anything that I don't know what it's for. So right there. The other thing is that I found Atrafen. I knew sooner or later I would. And the deal on Atrafen, it's over-the-counter. Atrafen Elite. And it's, quote-unquote, a professional strength diet aid supporting weight management. And so, you know, you can buy it if you want on Amazon or wherever. But I urge you to look at the ingredients first. And, yeah, the first two immediately, ding, 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 mother's little helper, are caffeine. You know what that does. And the next ingredient you probably never heard of, fennel, on and on, amine. And basically it's a stimulant. And then you've got, you know, your nettle leaf extract and yohimbe. And but the bottom line is this is, you know, a quote unquote natural, I'll leave it to you how natural you think it might be, a stimulant. And the other side of that is that before you start something like that, you probably want to know what your body's going to tolerate and whether or not this is a good idea. And I don't think somebody on television saying, oh, yeah, I tried that and it's great. Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593. And I think Karen wants to weigh in on celebrity endorsements as well. So, okay, Karen.
Hi. Yeah, you know, whenever I hear those, I don't believe celebrities should be doing that because too many people believe everything a celebrity says. It's my favorite person, so whatever they say is true.
Well, yeah.
And I remember when I was a teenager, and they were, you know, all the diet. I remember especially Dexatrim.
Right.
I think everybody I went to school with was taking Dexatrim, and we never thought. And now, when I hear things like Prevagen or some of them, my first question is, what is in it?
Well, right, right. Look at the ingredients. And then
what do you think about now you're on other medications? What's going to happen if I take that and combine it with my other medications? The next thing I know, I'm in the ER, and I'm wondering how I got there.
Right, right. You probably want to know that. Yeah, absolutely. And these things may be great for some people, but I don't think because their favorite celeb is saying, oh, that's the way I lost weight. No, thank you.
Another thing that is like... My favorite example is Prevagen. So tempting because we forget, oh, God, I forget something every day. And then, oh, this will improve your brain. It'll help your memory. Boy, my neighbor says I got a memory like an elephant. Yeah, wow, that sounds tempting. But I want to know what's in that Prevagen.
Oh, yeah. No, I got that. My favorite, by the way, of course, Coast to Coast went on to continue to sell supplements. And my all-time favorite was the hapless host they finally got, who's been there long-term. When I tuned in the radio one night and he was advertising the psychic pill.
What?
I am not making this up. I am not. Lord. Yes. And I thought, okay, well, there goes any credibility he might have had. But yeah, the psychic pill. And so you can actually look some of this stuff online. And, of course, fortunately, most of the time when you look for psychic pills, you'll find more psychiatric medicines. But, yes, there was, certainly they had a website and everything else, a drug, a prescription anyway, something you ingested that supposedly would make you psychic.
Oh, my goodness gracious, God. You know, that's really scary. You're going to wonder, what would it do to you long term?
Yeah. Well, what's really interesting is that at the time, I remember looking into this, and it was all over the place, you know, not in anywhere credible, but it was all over the place. Now, it's like buried. So I guess that drug has been somehow pulled, and I don't think it was for medical reasons. I think fraud comes into play.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I know when... whenever my doctor prescribes a new medication, he makes a point of telling me, before I prescribe this for you, I need to look it up and make sure it's going to go with all your other medications. And maybe that's what makes that stick in my mind, but I'll tell you what, when I hear this stuff, I'm like, no, I want to know what's in it.
Absolutely. Well, that should be with anything you take, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So there, and
no, I don't worry about natural things like melatonin or
I'll tell you, no, it's not necessarily true, and it also depends upon the dosage. Melatonin can have very deleterious effects for some people, especially at high dosages. So you know, don't be thinking that just because it's common or because it's natural. No, you want to research everything about anything that you are going to ingest.
Yeah, and there again, I tell my doctor if I'm, for instance, I started taking melatonin, I made sure I told him first to make sure, is this going to be okay? And once he said yes, okay, cool, I'm fine.
Well, and of course, again, then the dosage, because many people are taking a dosage that would be probably better for an elephant. And then they're wondering why they've got stomach cramps and headaches and daytime sleepiness and on the list goes. So, you know, that I don't care what it is. It behooves you to know what it is. And, I don't think it should be your celebrity of choice saying, oh, it's just great for me.
I think there should be some kind of a ruling as to what they can and what they can't say, because they got to know that people are at risk.
Well, yeah, but as far as passing laws, now you're into danger. Now you're into danger.
Well,
because do you draw the line? And I'm not a fan of any legislation. What I am a fan of is you do that. You open yourself up to court action. And that usually will fix it faster than any law going.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Because you notice one lady was saying, well, you know, Adele takes this, or you know, some favorite person, maybe, you know, John Lennon took an air, Paul McCartney takes this, or, you know, somebody, well, for heaven's sakes, they've probably got a whole different makeup than you got.
Well, it's, that's true for all of us, and, you betcha. So, you know, years ago, chiffon margarine, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
I never can remember what that commercial was for,
right,
but I always remember
funny,
the phrase.
Funny you mention that. I always use them as an example of a bad marketing campaign. Dino was the lady who did the voiceover, and it was a great voiceover, and everybody remembers that, but a few people, and most people remember it's margarine, but few people can tell you what margarine.
I couldn't even remember it was margarine. All I remembered was, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Right, exactly. And that's,
we kid around about that every now and then.
Yeah.
But, I never could remember the product.
Right, it was chiffon. And that was...
Oh, beyond.
Dina Dietrich. Yeah, she's gone. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Could you do me a favor and play a song for a friend of mine? He has a tough time making calls, but he listens to you every night. He's a very, very dear friend, and he wants to hear Follow Your Heart by the Manhattans.
Okay. You betcha. I'll do it.
I appreciate
now,
that.
Now, what's his first name?
Marvin.
Okay, Marvin. We'll get you your record on. All right, thanks.
And thank you so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So, yes, Marvin's request and Stacy's doctor visit is coming up next on WGN Radio.
What should he do? Ooh, it's a puzzling thing. Ooh, what should I do? Treats me so untrue, true.
What should he do?
Which one should I rely on? Somebody come on, tell me what should I do? I really got to know, no. Hey, I asked my mother and my father, my sister and my brother. Somebody's got to tell me, yeah. I really want to know, no.
WGN. I'm Raleigh Jones. Yeah, the real Manhattans on Carnival. Follow Your Heart. Right, Joe Evans' label, 1965. A fine song for Marvin. All right, so 888-876-5593. Stacy went to the doctor about her foot. All right, Stacy, how's the foot?
Oh, I have my appointment.
Yes.
And it's good.
All right.
Dr. Perez says everything is looking good and everything. But they said I do have to wear the compression socks.
Right. You're doing that, aren't you?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
And they showed me exactly, you know, how to do it underneath the toe, and then then it comes up underneath the kneecap.
Yeah.
And I was watching that. And then, you know, you just put your socks over.
All right, so is the infection gone?
It seems, you know, looks. They said everything looks great. I don't have to see him again.
Oh, well, that's good. So you're dismissed. Now, did you ask him about the scan you're going to be getting?
Right. He said to call him 3 days after the scan so I can give him the results.
All right. All right.
And
yeah.
then...
meantime,
and
you're
then
watching
I guess,
it.
I guess wearing the compression socks and stuff, it's like if I was wearing pantyhose or if I was wearing leggings or stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just, and then, you know, with my sneakers and everything, he
sure.
said, you know, I have to call my insurance because I'm due for another pair. And the ones that I had on, I said these. So the doctor said, you should have a smidgen more room. So I said, well, I have my New Balance. He says, you can put on your New Balance as long as you have your toes have a little bit more of room and you keep elevating that, you know, do what
yeah.
you're doing.
Right.
So I'm going to try to fight everything. And I had, that was good
all
news.
Good. Yes, all good.
Something weird happened to me when Karen and I pulled up. I'm getting out of her car. I'm sliding out. And then I get like a Charlie horse in my
okay.
left leg.
Yep.
You know where you have to, the muscle?
Yep. Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God. I said, it hurts so bad, Karen. So she said, okay, I'll go in the house. I'll bring everything in. And it was such a pain. It was so weird.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what I did.
You didn't do anything. It's a cramp. You didn't do anything.
I massaged it out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was finally okay. And then she was such a help. Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
But everything, you know, I just have to go for the scan. Now, what is a scan? Do they put me in the machine, Raleigh?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're doing CT or what type of a scan. Did they tell you?
I don't know. Just a scan of my leg.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, you can scan things in a number of ways. I assume it's probably a CT scan. It could be an MRI, but I would doubt it. You can call and ask.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I also, so that was,
all right.
you know, good news. And I'm, you know, do you have to put me in hold?
I do. Hang on. All right. So we will pick it up there. All right. With Stacy and her cramp. And yeah, they can. I mean, it sounds so so minor. But man, when you get a bad one, it's like, whoa, Nelly. All right. So we'll get Johnny D and his jury duty and JT's request. And Don and Beloit, integrity and advertising. What a concept. Yeah. And John and Covington, Don and Oaklawn. And right now, every line is full. But I'll let you know when there's room for you, because there will be. In the meantime, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large from WGN Radio.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
Very successful life. My Cup Runneth Over was a top 10 record in 1967. It was from an off-Broadway musical that Mary Martin and Robert Preston were in, and got to number 8 on RCA in 1967. So that's the deal. The only other thing that cracked the top 40 nationally was Who Will Answer, that I think got to number 20 around 1968. But quite the career he had. And like I say, a long and successful life. So rest in peace, Ed Ames. All right, so 888-876-5593. Stacy is in Algonquin. So we left Stacy with her cramp on alt. All right, so Stacy, all is well. This is good news.
What I was going to bring up, I noticed everything seems to be changing, Raleigh.
Like what?
Like, why are all gay guys are okay? My hairdresser was gay. I mean, they're good guys. But why are all the really good-looking guys gay, it seems?
Well, I don't think that that's probably true. You might be more attuned to it. You may notice it more, but I don't think that's true. And I don't think the numbers have probably ever changed. I think many people now are more comfortable in their own identities, and they're not hiding it as much. I don't know what the real numbers are, it's really, as far as I'm concerned, not for us to be involved in. You know, I mean, that's fine. Whatever someone wants to do in their life, that's their business, and go for it.
Oh no, my hairdresser. Oh, Don, my hairdresser. Yeah, well, he was great.
Yeah.
I mean, like in Sex and the City.
Well, I never saw it. But, you know, people are people, and they come in all varieties. And
I have nothing against. I think everything is changing.
Well, see, I don't think it is. That's what I'm saying. I don't think
even in.
All right. I don't think anything's
changing. Even in your magazines, like you were talking about Martha Stewart. I mean, I think anything goes now.
Well, I don't think
magazines and all that stuff.
I don't think anything's changing. I think that the outward appearances may be different of what society accepts. But, you know,
exactly.
Never forget, when it comes to commercial products, and you're seeing this in all these advertisements that are backfiring, for instance, when it comes to commercial products, they don't lead, they reflect. And so if something is against the majority of society at the moment, it bombs. If something is accepted, well, then it succeeds. So I don't look at it as if anybody's being led by anything as much as it's reflecting where we are. And, of course, that yardstick always changes. And, you know, we can go back to when Jack Parr was taken off the Tonight Show momentarily because he actually said the initials WC, which of course stood for water closet, and he was referring to the toilet, but all he said was the WC, and they yanked him. And so,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, and that's only about 65 years ago, 60 years ago now, a little more than 60, but probably 65 years ago. So yes, as mass media becomes more ubiquitous, the internet and all that, people are exposed to things they weren't exposed to before. But most everything you would see in any genre has always been available if you knew where to look for it.
Right. I didn't even know. I used to watch Route 66.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was Martin Milner, and what was the other guy's name again?
Well, that's the guy who just died, George Maharis.
George Maharis, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, his sexual orientation was known only because of the two arrests, which came later. And he was arrested for soliciting in a men's room and things of that nature. So and there were two of them. But at the time, it's very possible, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised that Sterling Siliphant was aware of this. And even though he protests and said that wasn't the case, that he cut his losses knowing where that could go. Because again, at the time,
I've always been good, you know, with colors and with clothes and stuff when I worked, and because that's just me, and I get all these mad. But I've always been, you know, with the beautiful clothes and matching up everything, and but you know. I know everything is changing because I get all the crazy magazines and stuff.
Yeah, again.
And, of course, you know, you're not going to go for everything, just certain things. And actually, I'm very casual, just slacks. And I think, you know, if I get a hole in my pants or my shirt, I said, oh, I'm with it then. I have a hole in my clothes.
Yeah. Well, whatever's comfortable for you is absolutely fine. And that's the nice thing about it. You're free to make the choices you want.
Right. And I noticed, too, a lot of the stars, like Keanu Reeves, I think they marry older ladies.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm not against that. I'm not against that. That's good. You know, a lot of them, they just marry sometimes a more mature lady, which is great.
Stacey.
Not just, you know, what I notice. And
you've got too much
changing,
time.
It all seems great.
You've got too much time on your hands. No, people have always. And that's fine. I mean, subscribe to the tabloids. You'll get all the news. It's a lot of fun. I think the world is changing in many ways, but I don't think human nature changes one iota. The outward manifestations may seem either more acceptable, less acceptable, more repressed, more open, but deep down inside, you can read the classics going back to antiquity, and human nature is constant. When you talk about many of the topics that are around today that people are talking about, you can read an Heinrich Ibsen play from the 1800s and see the exact same topics. Hell, you can go back to Plato. So human nature is static. Very often, though, the outward manifestations seem that it's not, but we don't change. We're people.
No, I think everything is in, no matter what.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You're your own person. And
you'd be surprised. There are lines. And, that's some of the societal fights. We've always been there. The line may change, but there are lines. And
they just have to stop all of this unnecessary fighting and this.
Well, forget it. Again. You can go
That's
back,
terrible.
Stacey, you can go back to Plato or, you know, anything written, and you'll find out that the human strife doesn't change. It's not going to change. Human nature is static.
Mm.
All right. I'm glad you called. We'll talk to you soon. It's a good report.
How are you doing, John?
Can't complain. So we will talk to you soon.
Definitely. If I don't call, you know, you have a very blessed and wonderful, wonderful weekend, and stay well.
Too. All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, Holly.
Okay, bye. Gotta go back to Glow because, as I mentioned, my baby, my Z28 that's about 30 years old, someone ran into it where it was being repaired. So I'm going to go look at the damage over the weekend. And yeah, oh man. All right, so it's always something. And this too shall pass. You know, I had one friend who said, "Aren't you really upset about this?" I said, "No, on the list of things to be upset about, as much as I'm not pleased, this is just not on it." All right, Donna in Oaklawn, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. I was listening to the TV today, and there was an announcement. The FDA is doing a trial period for the next 2 months. They want to get people, real-life people, calling in to let them know how they feel about getting a one-page sheet when a doctor prescribes drugs that would inform them about some of the side effects and some of the effects that drug might have.
All right. That's interesting because, firstly, what a waste of time for the FDA, number one, because that should be a no-brainer. And, of course, when you go to fill the prescription, you get that sheet in almost every pharmacy in the world. But apart from that, here's the next thing. Who wrote it? You know, in terms of what's on it. What, does the FDA want to be the arbiter of what's on it? Well, I don't know that I'd trust them to tell me.
Well, aside from the Mr. Obvious here, it's not talking to you about what all of the counterindications and permutations that you're going to have with the existing drugs that you're receiving.
Well, that's the one sheet. The one sheet can't tell you that either because there's too many possible drugs.
Exactly.
Right.
My uncle, God love him, when he was still alive and living with my Aunt Adeline, had a flare-up of a problem. He had the chicken pox when he was young, and he was old, and he came up with this nerve problem.
Yeah, shingles. Right, shingles, sure.
And he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And I was able to get some Tylenol for him. Well, he took Tylenol, and his concept was, well, if one Tylenol is good, two Tylenol are better. And well, he took them by the handful.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up going into the hospital with Tylenol poisoning.
Right. Anything. If you take enough of anything. Hell, if you drink too much water, you can die.
At the time, he couldn't understand what was going on because he was more than a little befuddled. But he didn't realize that not only the Tylenol was overdosed, but when he was talking to his doctor about drugs that he was taking, yeah, he never mentioned that he was taking Tylenol.
Right.
Because it's an over-the-counter drug.
Right.
Everybody knows those are harmless.
Well, right. And you get the same reaction from people who are taking vitamins and supplements. They think, well, it's natural, so this isn't bad. No.
Well, your comment about melatonin was, yeah, was right there.
Yeah.
I had some, another friend of mine, was taking vitamin A.
Oh, you can overdose on that.
A, D, E, and K are all vitamins that are stored in the fat of your body. And you can overdose on that.
Yeah.
When she was overdosing, couldn't understand why she couldn't sleep at night, why she was all twitchy. And it took her 3 months to mention it to her doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, it's an over-the-counter medication.
Right, right.
You know, it's a vitamin. Vitamins are good for you.
Not necessarily. Exactly. Yeah, no, I know. There's so much misinformation, and unfortunately, I wouldn't use the FDA as a source to give me the full story. But the good news is that for anybody who really cares, it's available. You can find every bit of information. You can look at all the studies. You know, you can see everything you want about virtually everything if you're willing to spend the time to research it.
But it's the interactions between the drugs that,
well,
you almost,
sure,
have to have a pharmacy degree or a chemistry degree to pick up on some of them.
When you work with it for a while, you start to be able to put things in classes in your mind, and you've got some likelihoods where you might have 11 drugs and you say, hey, all of these are going to interact, you know, that type of thing. It's not as hard as you think when you go through it. But the good news is that information is absolutely available.
Well, one of the examples I have is I react to sodium citrate.
Okay.
Sodium citrate is a bacteriostatic agent used in multiple dose vials. So if I get a multiple dose vial injection, I'm going to react to the sodium citrate.
Mm-hmm. And
take another step. Sodium citrate is used in ketchup.
Oh, well, it's used in so many things, and usually it's you know, uncomfortable, like nausea or vomiting or diarrhea or something like that, but it absolutely can be worse. But yes, I always say, you know, look when you're looking at anything that isn't, you know, a fruit, for instance, or a piece of meat, if it's any packaged product in any way, shape, or form, you want to see what is in this, the additives and all that. And of course, there's a number of things that that you might react to.
The cream that they leave on the table in the restaurants.
Well, who would drink that?
That they put in coffee?
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, would you? I mean, I wouldn't.
I don't, because sodium citrate's in it.
Well, no matter what, it's just probably not anything that you want to ingest that way. You know, but yes, yes.
All of that stuff is totally innocent until you react to it.
Right, and everybody is different. You betcha. You betcha.
Life is good. And you have a good evening.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. All right, so 888-876-5593. And I don't remember if I did or not, so I will. And then we'll find out about Johnny D's jury duty coming up on WGN Radio.
Please, 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 please. So, please, please, please. me wrong.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Please, please, please stay until after the news. I can't wait to hear about Johnny D's jury call. We will. Steve Bryan in Las Vegas. That's always a pleasure. And John in Covington, Don in Beloit, JT in Aurora. I haven't forgotten about you. Don't go anywhere. You're captured. All right. Right now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and take care of other business and whatever it is we do at the top of the hour. I just realized I have two radio stations that don't have logs for tomorrow, so you know what I'm doing for the next 6 minutes. And then we'll reconvene right here on WGN Radio.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly. Lavender green. If I were a king, dilly dilly, I need a queen. Whoa, who told me so?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that was Sherry's request a while ago, Sammy Turner in Lavender Blue. So, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. All right, about this jury duty, Johnny D, what happened to him? What happened with the call?
Yes, okay, thought I'd give you an update on that. Now, let's see here, yesterday, I called, and the recording of some girl, a little nice girl's voice, just said, no jurors are to report on Wednesday, May 31st, and go about your daily routine and call this number again after 5 o'clock tomorrow. So then I called it again tonight, Wednesday, and it said, no jurors are to report on Thursday, June 1st. Go about your daily business and call this number again tomorrow. So I've been, you know, my higher power is looking out for everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
So all I got now is that's why I'm able to listen to you, Wally, because I... If I had to be there at 8:30, man, I'd have been taking
right.
all kinds of the medicines you're talking about.
Well, maybe not those, but something. In any event, good. So tomorrow is your last. Well, actually, this was your last call, I assume. You're done.
No, because I called today and Wednesday.
Oh, this is Wednesday, right? So tomorrow.
Five.
You got to call tomorrow at 5.
So I got to call tomorrow. Then, you know, yeah, tomorrow will be my last day to call. If they, you know, if I dodge the bullet again, because I don't think I'll call Friday. You know.
No, you don't have to call Friday because it's in the evening that they tell you what's going on for the next day. So tomorrow is
well, then your... good. If I could just ask my higher power to, you know, yeah. help me out.
Well, now remember, karma is a bitch. Here you are, not ever wanting to get on a trial, but if you ever have a trial, you want the best jurors possible, and you don't want someone praying to a higher power not to be on the jury.
Well, you know, this is what I'm saying. That's why I'm leaving it in the hands of my higher power.
Well, yeah, right, okay.
In other words, you know, if she or he thinks that I'd be good for that,
right.
I'll go.
Well, very good. Very good. Well, it seems like you're going to luck out on this. I'd be surprised if they call you.
I mean, I was surprised when they said no jurors are to report, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, you know.
Right.
Or Tuesday,
right.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was surprised. But anyhow, listen, so look, you got me concerned now. I'm taking something that's called Centrovite for seniors. It's a multivitamin and multimineral supplement.
Yeah.
And compared to Centrum Silver.
Right, okay.
It's by Drug Mart. Right. Centrivite. Should I be concerned?
Well, now here's the thing. I'm not going to pass judgment on it at all, but basically you're talking about widely used multivitamins, and I would think you're probably okay, but read the ingredients and also read how they're sourced. And if you're comfortable with that, and if it's working for you, then all's well.
I'll need Raleigh lenses to read this stuff.
No, you don't. You don't have to read it on...
Oh,
you don't have
God,
to,
it's so small.
You don't have to read it on the bottle. You can go online and read it.
All right, listen, I don't waste my time online reading that stuff.
Well,
you
all
read
right.
about hominids.
Yeah,
hominids
right, I know, that's right. Well, maybe this is why the hominids, in fact, died out. It could have been multivitamins.
They didn't die out. No. That's why you're here.
Well, there you are. Yes. All right.
Listen, no, wait a minute. I gotta say this here about the celebrities. I want to know what Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are taking, because Pacino just had another child. He's 82 years old. De Niro just had his seventh child, and he's 79 years old.
You're telling me you want another kid?
Oh, heck, I'm only 71 years old.
Right,
you know.
Right. Well, think about it. Yeah, think about it. Starting all over again right now. It's great when they're grandkids because, you know, you can drop them off at home when they're a problem.
Yeah, but them guys don't have to be a father.
Well,
you know.
Isn't that an unfortunate statement? Yes.
I don't know how they do, but, you know, I don't know how they do.
Well, there you are.
Okay.
There you have it. All right, good deal. Sounds okay to me.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. So tomorrow, I guess, will be the last call for Johnny D. And then, of course, with voir dire, it's would he get on a jury? And I'd love to hear the questions. More than that, I'd love to hear the answers. All right. Steve Bryan is in Las Vegas. Steve, how are you doing?
Raleigh, I am fine. How about the two of you?
Oh, we can't complain. So anything new?
Let's see, Judge. Just... At 72, I guess, the fact that I get up every morning.
Right, yeah, exactly, yes. Yes, you're right. That
is
a positive.
I'm happy about that. Well, I heard you talking about ingestibles, and I know you and I have many tales of being offered ingestibles, because I feel the same way you do.
Yeah.
I will not endorse anything you put in your body.
No.
And see, I'm not as altruistic as you are. My reason is, oh no, I'm not going to be in the litigation trail.
Okay.
Trail.
That's
no, sir. Somebody grows a third arm because they're taking what I was telling them to take. Oh no.
Well, that's
no, no.
Funny.
But on QVC, we had many ingestibles.
Yes.
And the reason we had many ingestibles are the same reason. The mob got into heroin.
Oh, God.
Because the money is enormous.
Right, the money. Well, exactly. No, that wasn't lost on me at all. I knew precisely why, you know, like, for instance, at Coast to Coast, why they were saying, well, you'll endorse these ingestibles. Like, no, I won't. You know, it was also funny when they picked Art's first replacement long after I bowed out. It was Mike Siegel in Seattle. You remember that? And I remember the first week he was on, I mean, I'm still laughing about this because there he is, and he is going to town promoting these things about how good they'll make you feel and all this stuff, and things have never been better, right? And then the next break, he's like, I've come down with such a cold. I feel just awful. And yeah, I thought, okay then. So,
we had lots of attorneys to save the company, not to save the host,
right?
Because you know I was out there hanging in the breeze. We had one product that was bee vomit, or some people call it royal jelly.
Right, right.
We had royal jelly on the air. And the person who was endorsing the royal jelly claimed that it had cured a serious neuromuscular disease.
No.
Well, the lawyer immediately told them, no, you can't say that. So the person never said it on the air. But picture this scenario. Whenever we would sell the bee vomit, I wanted to call it that on the air so badly.
Yeah.
So when we would sell it, there would be two lawyers on the other side of the cameras.
Oh,
one lawyer from the bee vomit company another lawyer from us.
Funny. Right.
With dry erase boards.
Oh, God.
So as soon as somebody would say anything, you'd see them right on the right. Disclaim. We can't really say that.
Oh, this is too funny.
I would say to the powers that be, You guys, it's like playing Russian roulette with an automatic. I said, something's going to get through.
Right.
We're going to get nailed. I don't think they ever did, because, I mean, they were very careful. I can't tell you how many times in a presentation either their lawyer or our lawyer would write disclaim so-and-so-and-so-and-so on the dry erase board. And, you know, my eyes are pretty good, but sometimes I'd be squinting like I was reading a teleprompter. You know?
Right.
Mary, we can't say that it got rid of your dementia, because you know it was things that were that awful.
Right.
So we had that thing, and then one time we had a doctor with vitamins on the air, and they were a super powerful multivitamin complex, and he was a doctor. He was an MD, which meant he probably had a lot of student loans he had to pay
right,
off. That's
right.
Why he's doing the drugs. So, or the vitamins. So he said, well, we have a very special phone call, Steve. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, this is Mike Love from the Beach Boys.
Oh, no.
Okay. I know. I already, the lump is in my throat, because I know things about what's about to happen. And so Mike Love says, oh, doctor, it's good to see you. And I'm not there. He's talking to the doctor, who's his friend, and probably his business partner. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, so Mike Love says, you know, as soon as I started taking these, I've never had a cold. Well, bingo, I got the flare gun going off on my own. I said, Mike, we can't really say that.
Yeah.
Well, of course I could say that. I said, no, you can't say that on live national television, because we have no clinical data. Well, I'm your clinical data, and I'll say what I damn well please. And I said, oh, no, I don't. He said, do you know who I am? I said, I don't give a f-. And on live TV, on homey, nice, everybody loves everybody, QVC, I said to Mike Love, I said, I don't give a fat rat's petard who you are. I said, until your name's on the front of this building, I'm calling the shots here, and you can't say that. And as far as I'm concerned, guys, cut him. They cut the call, and they had sold like 10,000-12,000 of these things.
Oh, God.
They stopped the sale, and they gave everybody their money back, and they got the guy out of there. We were done.
That's so funny. I was waiting for him to say, and I've written 30 new hit songs after it.
Well, that's right. That's right. You know why? I don't care about it. You know, I did get a little grief about Fat Rat's Petard, but that's okay.
What I was wondering about calls, because it's one thing to control, yourself, obviously, and even the in-studio guest. But QVC had this penchant for talking to, you know, Thelma in Syosset, New York or whatever. You know, how do you control what she's saying? You know,
you got a disclaimer.
Right.
That with the bee vomit, that royal jelly. That's what we had to do. I had to say, no, Helen, it doesn't. No, I'm glad it gave your floor a nice shine. No, cry it out loud. It was awful. And one quickie. we did sell a weight loss, a meal supplement.
Okay.
They were bars. That was a meal supplement.
All right.
They actually tasted, you know, like any meal supplement bar. I mean, they tasted okay.
Yeah.
And when we would sell them by the box, and we would ask people, you know, and we had some decent proven, supposedly, testimonials that people had used these and they had lost weight using these instead of, you know, having six double cheeseburgers at lunch.
Right.
They have a meal replacement bar. Okay, everything's fine, except after they'd been on the air for a few months, people would call in, and I swear to you, every presentation, somebody would say, you know, Steve, I can't wait to get those bars. I can't. When they come in, I brew up a pot of coffee and I eat them all down. Oh, I just don't know how you're not supposed to eat them all at once. Oh, they're so good, Steve. I said, oh, for you. I did one say, I said, Al, you got to get out more because they're good, but come on, they're not eating the whole box.
Yeah. Okay,
I eat the whole box. Enjoy. Anyway, so that I just wanted to share a few.
Oh, that's great. That's so great. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you, it's almost like a vitamin or Vegemin. You know, it's like
exactly.
Yeah, that's just classic. Oh man. Well, I'll tell you, TV shopping is poorer without you. You were always so much fun.
Well, you're very kind to say that. Thank you. Well, listen, great to talk to you as always, and all the best to you and to John.
And hope to hear from you soon. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Sadly, she's no longer with us. Died in her early 50s. But for a moment there, was pretty big in Nashville. And she wrote that. And it was on her Lead Me Not album. And yeah, I don't know why I thought of it. But yeah, from the Tampa Bay area. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And that, before we do anything else, I think Rita in Harwood Heights had a song question. So let's find out what it is. So Rita, quickly, what is it?
Well, I think it was around 11:45. I had to make a trip to the bathroom, and I missed the song, but it sounded good from the distance. And it was around 11:45, and it was a male singer.
A male.
And I think you had said something about it was from 1978 or 68.
Okay.
And can you tell me what that was?
Yeah, let me look. 1968. Well, if it was 71, it was Gene Chandler, You're a Lady, but I didn't play anything last night.
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. This will be hard. Let's see. So Sam Cooke, Change is going to come. Ed Ames, My Cup Runneth Over. Sammy Turner, Lavender Blue. Those are kind of what I played tonight. So we start with the Five Royales, Think, and then LTD, Concentrate on You, Nelson Riddle, Theme from Route 66, Sam Cooke, A Change Gonna Come, Manhattan's Follow Your Heart, Ed Ames, Cup Runneth Over, James Brown, Please, Please, Please. That might have been it.
What was the one before that, James?
James Brown was Please, 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 but before that was My Cup Runneth Over, Ed Ames.
Oh, My Cup Runneth Over.
Yeah, that was about then. Yeah, My Cup Runneth Over.
Okay. Also, you were talking about the supplements, and, you know, during the COVID, we were all advised to take vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc.
Hang on a minute.
So I hiked to the...
Hang on a minute. Stay right where you are, because I want to hear this. Don't go away. But nothing waits for the news. Well, certainly not me. So we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
I don't know what's wrong with my wife. She ain't been acting right. Came in hungry as I could be. She hollered, "Stop! The pot's on a strike." I got mad and lost my cool. She must think I'm a fool. You ain't even swept the floor. She hollered, "Stop! The broom's on a strike." Wait a minute, baby, what's wrong? All day you've been on the phone. Hang up, I want to talk to you. She hollers, "Stop! I'm on a strike."
Yeah. Oh, don't strike now, mama, because I'm hungry. You're looking good. Put them pots on the fire, yeah. Good old woman, get them pots and slap them on it.
I don't know what's wrong with my wife. She ain't been acting right. Came home hungry as I could be. She hollered, "Stop! The pot's on a strike." I got mad and lost my cool. She must think I'm a fool. You ain't even swept the floor. She hollered, "Stop! The broom's on a strike." Wait a minute, baby.
Huh? That's it. I love that part. Yeah, a minute and 30 seconds. Wait a minute, baby. It's over. All right. Yes, Jesse Hill, one of my favorites. Of course, known forever for Ooh Poopa Doo, which, of course, huge, huge, huge New Orleans record. Doesn't get bigger than that. And, of course, Mardi Gras every year. You want to do Ooh Poopa Doo. And amazing amount of people who have covered that. But he was a lot more than that. And I always liked that particular, the pot's on a strike. All right, so 888-876-5593. I played that because I see JT wants to request something. And last time he requested anything from New Orleans. Well, that's anything from New Orleans about. So JT, are you still there? No, JT is sane. He went to sleep hours ago. But nonetheless, you got to hear Jesse Hill. Maybe we'll play Whip It Only next time. I don't know. That was a follow-up to Ooh Poopa Doo. All right, so let's see. We're talking to Rita. I'm sorry. Let's get back to Rita. We were in the middle of Rita, who I interrupted. So Rita, sorry about that.
Okay. And during the COVID, everybody was told, you know, take your vitamin C, your vitamin D3, mm-hmm. and your zinc.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the store. I got all those items. And the zinc only came in 30 milligrams,
oh!
50 milligrams.
Oh, no. A little bit. That's a little overkill for zinc.
Yes, it is. Because I read in the Tribune this past week that all you need is 11 milligrams of zinc. But I never saw that small dose on the shelf at the store.
I don't.
And they say if you have too much zinc, it takes the copper out of your blood.
It can.
And you need the copper, especially we older people. I'm going to be 83 next month, and my bones are really feeling it. So the copper is really important to have.
Wow.
And I never get tested. Nobody ever bothers to test.
Well, you can ask for it. You can ask for it when you go to the doctor to test anything you want, all the trace minerals. And zinc is necessary. But yeah, when you said 30 milligrams, and you can buy it that way, I know. But yeah, that's overkill. The other thing they don't bother to tell you is you can take D3, but you better take K2 with it. or else the D3 is not going to be metabolized well. Now, again, don't take the advice of a talk show host, but read about it. A good multi, and this isn't something you'd normally get at the grocery store shelves. You know, there's a number of companies that make good multi. Thorn, for instance, they're good, and Integrative Therapeutics is all right. There's a number who are pure encapsulations. You know, brands like this that you're not going to see on your grocery store shelves do a very good job, and you can take a look at it and look at all the ingredients and see, you know, what's going with what. For instance, a lot of people will need to take folate, but if they have a certain gene deficiency, which is very common, then they can't take it as folate. They have to take it as something that's modified. It's a methylfolate. But anyway, a good B complex will do that. I wouldn't use my supermarket or big box store as my source of vitamins.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to the vitamins. We have a vitamin shop down the street here on Harlem.
Okay, yeah, and talk to them. And the other thing, of course, is remember that all of the ingredients of the vitamins you're taking are sourced. I mean, they're gotten from somewhere, and they're made from something. It's not like, you know, vitamin A exists in nature that way, and they just put it in a supplement. So you want to know, what is it sourced from? For instance, a lot of things might be sourced from soy. Well, if that's the case, considering 95% of all soy is GMO, you might not want to have something that's GMO. So you might only want to take...
I'm allergic to soy.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many things are sourced from soy. So yeah. If you are allergic to soy, you want to watch that. And I know it's terrible to become that much of a label reader, and some of the stuff won't even be on the label. You'll have to look it up. But when you're taking anything like that, find out what it is you're taking. You know, there's no such thing.
I take a magnifying glass with me to read all the ingredients and stuff.
Well, then if you know the name of the drug and who's making it, as I say, you can look it up online and have it as big as you want.
I don't handle that sort of...
Oh, you should.
I have a flip phone, so...
Well, I wouldn't use it on a phone. I'd use it, you know, on a laptop or a desktop or something. But anyhow...
I don't care that.
Well, the vitamin store probably has some knowledgeable help there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can...
I was wondering if I could request a couple of songs.
What do you want to hear?
There's something called I Have Been a Rover. I think that's the name of it. And then...
Who did it? Sounds like some Glenn Yarbrough thing or whatever.
I have no idea.
All right.
I heard it once and I loved the song, but I don't know who sang it or what year it was or anything.
Yeah.
And then the other one is I'll Be Seeing You.
Okay.
And then The World It Used to Be, The World We Used to Know, or something like that.
Oh, God, over and over.
Oh, I don't know.
I think, by the way, I've been a rover. Are you sure you don't mean Love's Been Good to Me? Because Love's Been Good to Me starts with, I've been a rover, I have walked alone, hiked 100 highways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the song is Love's Been Good to Me.
Good to Me, okay.
Yeah, it's a Frank Sinatra song.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe I heard it on the Zoom or something in Toronto.
Well, I could have heard it in a number of things because it's a well-known song. So yeah, all right. And the other one, so I'll Be Seeing You, The World. I wish you were saying The World I Used to Know, because that's a wonderful record by.
That's it. The World I Used to Know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jimmy Rogers.
The World I Used to Know. Yeah.
Jimmy Rogers. Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me. That okay. I'll do that. Yeah. Happy to.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling.
I'm having some problem breathing tonight, so I'm talking kind of fast.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That really is awful. People don't understand how frightening that can be. So, relax,
well,
and I hope it'll pass.
I was diagnosed with a tumor under my left rib area.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that moves, and when it does, it hits against my lung.
Oh.
And then I have trouble breathing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear that. Well, feel better.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, bye. Yeah, man, it's terrible at night when things crop up and, you know, you're alone. And, man, I'll tell you, the mind can amplify it to a degree that's just unfortunate all the way around. So good luck to Rita. And we'll talk to Diane in Chicago. And we got James on the South Side and Donna Beloit and Room for You Two. All that and more coming up. And yeah, The World I Used to Know. Just a wonderful record. Hard to believe Rod McEwen wrote it. Actually, that's not hard to believe. It's hard to believe that I love it. And Jimmy Rogers, of course, is the quintessential version. And we'll play it next on WGN Radio.
The world I used to know. Someday some old familiar rain will come along and know my name, and then my shelter will be gone, and I'll have to move along. But till I do, I'll stay a while and track the hidden country of your smile. Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me. And then because I'm just a man, you'll find my feet are made of sand. But till that time, I'll tell you lies and chart the hidden boundaries of your eyes. Someday the world I used to know will come along and bid me go. Then I'll be leaving you behind, for love is just a state of mind.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Yeah, I know I'm all about R&B and soul and all that, and that is one of my top 10 all-time favorite records. I don't know what to tell you. Jimmy Rogers, The World I Used to Know. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And let's see, Don is in Beloit. What's happening tonight, Don?
Hey, Riley. Hey, how's it going? Great, great show tonight.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Don from Beloit's a beekeeper. Hey, we're talking about bees tonight earlier.
Oh,
that's pretty funny.
God, yeah.
You know, I got a chemical engineering degree. You know, doesn't everybody? You know, but like one of those things, like you were sourcing. Yeah, that's a good example. Like is omega 3s. Like you could source omega 3s from like flaxseed, or you could source them from fish, different types of fish and stuff.
Absolutely. There's actually a little company in New Zealand that I like for omega-3, Extend Life, and I'm not sure why.
Okay. Yeah, I like both. I really believe in omega-3, and I do a flaxseed one, and I do a fish oil one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, I really got to thank you for, you know, on behalf of the your great listening family. You know, you got integrity. You know, what can I say? Yeah, obviously, you know, I didn't know that story that you screen your advertiser. Well, that's not a surprise, but you screen the pharmaceutical ones like that.
Well, that's when I was running my own show. Of course, you know, on WGN, whatever they do, and I have nothing to do with it. But when it was my show, yes, I did not accept ingestibles as a category.
Yeah. I mean, that's just so anathemic. You know, the kids of today just don't, they're stunned when you tell them you can't do something. Like we're talking over the last couple of days, you know, when you tell a vice president of some company or you can't do that. You know, the young people, unless they're reflective or they went to special private school or something, you know, your moral character isn't really brought up very often. I don't know if you've noticed or not, you know.
Oh, there's so many things, and it's so interesting because some people are so bright in some areas and utterly clueless in others, and I think that's probably always been the case. Like I say, I don't think that human nature really changes, but with the advent of digital, it's a whole different world on this planet, and we have not begun to sort it out.
Yeah. Well, like as a young engineer, I went to the University of Detroit, you know, this Jesuit technical grade school. I really enjoy, you know, we're just rammed down our throats ethics all the time, you know, back in the early 80s when it wasn't really done that way very often. But,
yeah.
Well, know, like if you're, if you, me and John, you know, like if we were at like some, you know, at some radio station, you know, and that radio station, let's say, was owned by a religious organization. I mean, they would obviously have different ground rules than like a talk radio sports show at like 1 a.m.
Right. Of course. Of course. As well, they should. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The little story I was just going to tell you, you know, like as a parent, you're just always blindsided. You know, I have a little Jackson and Julia, my kids are in college now, but you know, when they were little, you know, you just cringe when these cringe moments, and you're often blindsided. But what I can think of is like, you're in a car, everybody's listening to the radio. I got my kids in the back seat, you know, going to hockey practice, and you're enjoying something. And then all of a sudden, this happened to me. I can't remember many other people, but all of a sudden, like this horrible, like erectile dysfunction pops up.
Yeah.
And a really badly done one, let's say. You know, you're like, oh my God, what were these people thinking about doing? Like, it's just out of nowhere. Like, you know, that's the ones that I remember, like that. Like, what was that program, that station thinking when they were doing this with this other station? You know what I mean?
Oh, the train wrecks, of course. And, you know, in addition to the content of the commercial, I always laughed when back in the days when they had easy listening, beautiful music station that were, you know, kind of wall to wall instrumentals, yet they'd take an ad from, you know, a mile a minute car dealer, you know, like such a train wreck. Here comes Montabani, and next thing you know, the guy's screaming about the Fords he's got on sale. So, of
That's
course.
That's a good example.
You know, but it should always be, well, you know, I have so many gripes with the way it's done today. And, you know, fortunately, I'm in a position that the little stations I own, we never cluster commercials. For instance, everything's a standalone element. You know, we only, when it's the news, it's only the local stuff and all that. But, you know, when you're a big deal and you're in a major market and you got to make a payroll and got to make everything else, you know, a lot of that has to go out the window. And I understand that. But as a you know, a small market person, I won't contribute to it.
Right. I love the LTDs. That was great that you played that earlier. That I went to Detroit, you know, and I learned all this stuff, you know, as a kid growing up around Buffalo, you know, and I learned all this Motown records, and the Cass bus would take you down that way and stuff. The Lodge, I don't know if you knew the Lodge off I-10, you know, and all that. And I always thought it was like a car, you know, like I thought LTDs were the car, but until tonight, I always thought they were like the Cadillacs, the other car bands of that era. I thought the LTDs, of course, was a famous Ford car. You know?
So you
but
thought
it was love, togetherness, and devotion.
Of course,
and they
it
were
was.
From North Carolina, not Detroit, like I had thought.
Yes.
You taught me something I didn't know tonight.
Yes, absolutely. No, they were not naming themselves after the car. That's funny, though. I could see it because they did start in 68. So, you know, there were still some people who would have done that. But, yeah, absolutely. And they didn't start out as LTD. They started out as Love Men Limited. That was their group. That was their name.
I see.
And, then,
and of course, the LTDs, I mean, those were the top-of-the-line Ford. My family was a Ford family, but we couldn't afford the LTDs.
Yeah, no.
The people that had LTDs was the McGarrett's, the I-5-0.
Yeah, or the cops.
Those good guys.
Or the cops. Yeah, the cops, absolutely. But yeah, right. Love, Together, and Devotion. They switched to that in 74.
Well, it's a great show. Thank you so much
for
talking.
Thanks for calling. Always good. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So, yeah, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh with mere moments, and we're gonna see. Let's what we got. We got John in Covington, all right, who's been waiting quite a while. Hello, John.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know. Do you remember back in April 14th, and I let you know that my grandson they had
preemie.
Taken by C-section. I don't know if you remember.
I
that.
Remember totally on the preemie. Yes, absolutely. Yes. So he's out of the hospital.
Yeah, he was 51 days early.
Yeah.
Anyway. He got out of jail today.
Yay! So he's home.
He's home. He
That's
came
terrific.
Home today.
That's terrific.
Yes, it is terrific. And what I want to tell you, 2 days later after he was born, remember, rented out that restaurant.
Yes, yes, and your wife didn't go. No, I
right.
remember.
She was in the right. church chapel.
Right, right. exactly, praying. So now, yes. so baby's home, and this is great, and he's expected to be normal on all counts. They think
Absolutely.
Everything looks good. All right,
yes.
that's excellent.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent.
I tell you, I just wanted to share this with you, how strong advertising is on little kids. Well, I was 8, and my brother was 6. And our grandfather died around this time of the year. And then it got to be August, and we were playing wiffle ball in the backyard. And so my brother hits the ball. He's on second base, and I got other kids playing, you know. And he starts crying. And I said, I walked up to him. I said, Michael, what's the matter? He said, I miss Grandpa. So I had to send them kids home because I had to straighten this out. Anyway, he said, I got an idea. I said, okay, tell me what it is. And he said, I want Mom and Dad and Pamela, that's our sister, and you to sing. And while you're singing, I'm going to take a bottle of Pepsi and pour it on Grandpa's grave.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Come alive. Come alive.
That's wonderful. That's
and I said, Michael, God love you, but that's not going to work. I miss Grandpa, too.
Oh, God. So he thought it brought back the dead. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, God. Well, there you are.
Thanks a lot, Roy.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Yeah, I can't top that. Show's over. All right, so we asked Diane in Chicago and James on the South Side to call us tomorrow night because 21 hours from now, we'll do it all over again for 3 hours. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. And above all, I thank you for calling. My apologies to those of you who didn't make it on, but we'll do it tomorrow, hopefully right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.